Joan Collins warns anti-maleness ruining generation of young men suffering from being labeled toxically masculine. By Simon Kent on March 31, 2022. British acting legend Joan Collins believes the hashtag MeToo movement has given way to a rise of anti-maleness that targets young men who are suffering from being labeled toxically masculine. The 88-year-old revealed her fears for maleness in a recent interview when a New York Times reporter insinuated today's culture prefers more gender-neutral terms than those of old. What's wrong with mother? What's wrong with woman? Girl? I don't like having that word taken away, Collins responded. I'm very proud of being a woman, Collins continued before adding. People say, you didn't burn your bra, you wear lipstick. So what? Continuing. I believe that women are equal to men in every single way, except physical strength. The Star, whose documentary, This Is Joan Collins, premiered earlier this year on the BBC, went on to say the hashtag MeToo movement can be blamed for the rise of anti-maleness. Sadly, I think that now young men are suffering from being labeled toxically masculine, she explained, because of this rise of anti-maleness. This is not the first time Collins, who rose to wide public appeal playing Alexis Colby on Dynasty, has seen fit to turn on contemporary values. Data suggests now that the Chinese coronavirus sent the number of young boys and girls seeking gender reassignment skyrocketed 20%. Breitbart News reported. According to a report from the Mail on Sunday, the number of adolescents seeking gender change treatment at the Tavistock and Portman Trust's Gender Identity Development Service, GIDS, in London has increased by a staggering 20%, with 5,500 youngsters currently on the waiting list. As Breitbart News reported, last October she said she was sick and tired of cancel culture, saying the people promoting the destruction of lives are sick morons. She told the Sunday Times she eschews social media because she simply doesn't want to deal with the trolls and morons who are always looking for some errant tweet to attack. I don't want to engage in any way, shape or form with these morons, Collins said during an interview about her memoir, My Unapologetic Diaries. Collins went on to insist the world has heard quite enough from Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I think they've had enough oxygen in the press, Collins exclaimed. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.